Yeah, 1 2 check 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 check. What is actually happening? What is actually happening, family? Peace in. This is the last countdown for Cheza Fem family. You're done now. Let's get nice this morning.
Lay your back on me. Pushing on you. Every time we dance, yeah. Feel so magic.
Friday, family. I want you to party with me in the shadow in the winter, family. Get your winter coat, get on your flat jacket, family. And I want you to come down next Friday, Brixton Street Gym. Let's celebrate the fact that we are too high to go hell, family. Come and celebrate with me. We won. We done it, family. I want you to celebrate with me, family. As we bring this season to a close, too high to go hell. The spiritual health conversation for the millennial generation, family. This is the final lap. This is the final lap, the final season, family. We're going to close out with some music. We're going to close out with some literature. And we're going to close out with a whole curriculum for our children, the children of 2099, the one that will spark the new world into full fruition, family. This is for them. They are listening in and they are celebrating with us, family. This is the sounds of Pat Thomas. A big and great inspiration to Mikel Amin on this journey. His music has brought him to life on so many different junctures. And so we want to big up our ancestor, our Oga, you know what I'm saying, our elder, Pat Thomas, for keeping his rhythm alive, because that has given me life. And so I want to big him up now in this journey, in this conversation with you guys. What an amazing soul. And we ain't gonna wait till he's passed to give him flowers. We wanna let him know right now. Get the message to Pat Thomas that he's saving lives right now. So we thank God for that, Oga. You know what I'm saying? And may he be in peace wherever he may be right now. Big up the Oga. But family, I want you to help me conclude this Too High To Go Hell saga, family. A spiritual health conversation for the millennial generation. We've been looking at our shadow selves. How do we take the spiritual health journey that we now know to be the journey of Ma'a, family, the heaven safaris, all one conversation, the world changer. What does it take to be? Join me, family, next Friday, the 4th of February at Brixton Street Gym for the finale, family, for the finale. We are Too High To Go Hell.
You are listening to Too High To Go
And we've been
go
getting
hell.
It in, family, so meet me there as we conclude this season, family. We're going to celebrate with each other and walk hand in hand on a Cheza Rojo vibe into the new world, family. Oh, my God, this is a time to rejoice. I want you to know, family, wherever you are right now, this is a time to rejoice, family. If you're feeling down right now, if life is getting to you right now, if it's weighing heavy on your heart, family, if you're being pulled by the thread of your hair, family, if your skin is cracking, family, if you're looking at the sky thinking there's no way out but life, family, I want you to know that this is the eve of a brand new existence. We call it heaven in the now. But are you ready for the heaven safari, family? That's all I'm here to do. I want to prepare you for the heaven safari. That's it, family. This curriculum called Too High To Go Hell, family, is the beginning. It's the eve. It's the literature for the eve of a new world. It is a curriculum that will help you look into yourself, family, that will allow you to explore through music, through imagination, through new definition, through language, through personal programming, family, through submission to the will of God, through the practice of peace, through the trance of meditation, through your own willpower, through divine justice, family, through it all, to live that Ma'at lifestyle, family, which is the laws of nature, the laws of the Most High Peace. Amen. My name is Mikel Amin. aka Mikel the Energy, aka the World Changer, aka Energy Healer, Inside, Utua Mungu, Luga wa Roho, Cheza Roho. We are in the game, family. Are you? Are you in the game right now? That's all I want to know. Are you in the game, though, family? This is the finale of the Too High to Go Hell season, family, and we were going to be closing off this podcast after this week. That's right, family. After tomorrow, Friday is our last day on this four-year journey. Friday will be our last day. And then, I'll see whoever's in the portal. I'll see you in the portal, and we're going to walk this next part of the journey together. You'll be getting a personal insight into what comes next. For me personally, for Waroho House, what I want to do next as well. So I'm inviting anybody who wants to be a part of this Too High to Go Hell portal to come, sign up, join now, family, as I'm going to be pouring everything I have into these last parts of the season. But family, we want to get into some Too High to Go Hell stuff. We want to get older, Mikel. You need to back up for a bit. That's not your job. That's not your job. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Too High to Go Hell, the highest frequency in the multiverse. Let's get in some ancient love songs on this FM radio right now. Let's get it. Let's go, family. Where you at?
New energy! Who this?
You are listening to Too High to Go Hell.
Now hear this. It's about to be a paradigm shift right now, and I hope you're paying attention, man. Don't hold on to what you know belongs to the earth, and keep that spirit flowing tonight.
Hey! I can see it in your eyes.
February 4th, family. Meet me down there at Brixton Street Gym. Let's shut it down.
We can see it in the air. There's a spirit everywhere. Turning back from here, no. Ain't no turning back from here, nah, nah. I can see it in your mood. Yeah, we can feel it in the air. Something's changing, and you know that you just got to move. You might wanna stay here, but there's nothing that you can do. Nah, they gon' take it for your own self, no more. And you might wanna stay here, but there's nothing that you can do. So why don't you just bust yourself wide open? Move your chakras, 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 baby. Move your chakras, chakras, chakras. Gonna let it through. Do it faster, 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 baby. Make your chakras, chakras move. Look at all inside of you. It won't change. See, it can't change. If you don't let it through, see, it can't change you. If you don't do it, so make your chakras, chakras move. Look at all inside of you.
Get it.
Are you in the game, family? Family, meet me February 4th, family. Meet me down at Brixton Street Gym so we can close out this four-year saga of Too High to Go Hell properly, family. Meet me for the first ever and maybe last ever music sermon by myself. Man like Dirty Danger, David, I need to see you down there, brother. You've been a great inspiration on this journey and I want to share that space with you. So hit me up, family. Let's get it in. Let's get it in, family. We've been going in. This is Too High to Go Hell season. And, you know, one of the craziest songs from this upcoming project, Too High to Go Hell, we did a live rendition of it last year. And it's now one of people's favorite rhythms, family. This is on the Too High to Go Hell album. This is Kyoga. I mean, we're going to talk about that one.
You don't need to ask permission. I'm just saying, isn't it? Let's go.
Meditation by the shores, yoga sipping herbs of course, energy I never felt before, and I know it's because of yours, protection, nah, that's so offensive, cause I feel so connected when I'm in your senses, and it's senseless for me to run and hide when I know Mother Nature is the only place where we reside. I feel your vibe and I don't need assurance, cause we can speak the purest from your feet up to your forehead. We connect on every sacred energetic step. Reds and blues, green hearts and purple moons. And when I pour into you, you pour into me. You tip your cup and fill me up and overflow with ease. What kind of souls are these? Look into your eyes and realize that there's no divide between you and I. You and I. Hey, I see God in you. Places that I thought I'd never go. Remember we set our intentions. Underneath the full moon we asked for blessings. And in the still of the night I see you by my side. And I thought, yeah, you're a liar.
Kiss me by the moon. said,
I see God in you.
Yeshua the Christ. Yeshua the Christ. Lord have His mercy, family. Oh my days. That one there, Bajina. That one there is serious. That one is Kyoga. Such a beautiful song. Featuring Live Soul, aka Solace. And that is the live version. That's the live version. You ain't even heard the studio version. The studio version, because I produced that song before we made it live. You know? We made it live. We produced that song first. So there's an actual, on the album when it comes out, there's actually, you'll get to hear the studio version of that, which it's weird, but it gives a different energy. The live is, wow. Like, think about this, you know, like, so there's two versions of Slip On Something Nice. You've got Slip On Something Nice as a track, right? And you've got Slip On Something Nice as a live version. Can you feel the different energies? To get it, can you feel the different energies? It's weird, but what I've noticed, like Slip On Something Nice, I think I'm going to play it just to show what I'm saying. But the two different energies, the live version sound more darker. Like, I don't necessarily feel like this after this. This sounds like a love song. But the studio version sounds a bit like grief. Like, for real. Like, it's a different energy. Kind of like Slip On Something Nice is a good example. And yeah, let me get into that. Slip On Something Nice is a good example. I'll play a bit of both just so you see the difference. But it becomes very interesting for me. I'm having epiphanies just saying that right now. So bear with me. I'm having epiphanies because it's like, it shows the shift in energy. The live versions were done after the fact. These songs were made in the fact. Does that make sense? So the energy I would perform I've almost complete the cycle of shadow work, if you will, integrating with what I was going through the live performance. So the live performance sounds way more hopeful than the songs actually are. Do you get what I'm saying? So that's something actually, but we'll show you the difference, just the shift in energy. Listen to this.
How dare you open a spaceman's helmet on an uncharted planet? My eyeballs could have been sucked from their sockets.
I want to talk about this because this is a key to shadow work that I'm going to share with you live here now.
Slip On Something Nice. You can feel it, there's a whole new spirit in your life. Nice. I know you're looking something real, I can see it in your eyes. Nice. Bring me my beat and shell. You got a whole flow twist and turn. We still gonna make sense. He's changing the world. Spirit guy, can you feel it? Yeah, can you feel it? Yeah, move,
that singing like a tone. Huh. Cause you relate with everything. It's your energy. Changing the world, it's your energy. Changing the world, use your energy. We still go look sexy. Changing the world, it's your energy. You still go look sexy. Changing the world. Not a planet, so I'm aligned. Mungu, I think it's time. What do I think it's time? Kill a sequel with your vibe. Keep fucking on your lines. Stay popping on the line. Pop a spirit for the spirits. Let them know that you're alive. Let them show you they're alive. Everybody needs a guide. Alright family, alright family. Alright, let me drop the other version. Check this out. Let's go. Check this out. Already, different energy immediately. This is the same song. I want you to pay attention to how energy works. Listen to me, family, listen to me. I want you to pay attention to how energy works. Same chords. Same words, same lyrics, same chant, same melody, different energy based on where you're at. Listen. You can feel it, there's a whole new spirit in your life. I know you're looking so real, I can see it in your eyes. Nice. Bring me my beads and shirts while the whole globe twists and turns. We still go look sexy, we're changing the world. Can you see the frequency shift? It's higher up on the energy level. Listen.
This ain't flying. Nah, this is falling with style. This ain't flying. Look. Something nice.
Good. Oh man. Oh wow. Wow. Yo, playing those songs back to back, family. I have to tell the stories behind those two songs specifically, to Slip on Something Nice and Kyoga, man. Those are for me the leading one of two of the leading songs of Too High to Go Hell. Not the album, but the journey. Journey. And I think, you know, the content of these songs just have so much. They're milestones for me. What these songs represent, and to hear them both. The transition from the studio, which represents me in the essence, you know, I'm really emotional right now because, you know, even though we're teaching this, obviously, but this has been the first time I've really meditated on the songs back to back and really properly grasp what those two transitions of energy. It's like alchemy, you know, same song, same lyric, same intentions, but you experience it in different energy that shows you that regardless of where you emotionally was, you carried this message. You know, when I made Slip on Something Nice, I wasn't in a good space. I dragged myself, you know? I wasn't in a good space. I was not in a good space. And I was in my house. There was people in my house. And I was just zoned out. And the song that Black Sunshine was playing, and that's all that just kept ringing in my head. And when everyone left my house, I was in the dark just sampling the song, and I just kept meditating on that melody. It was really soothing for me. It felt like a voice in the darkness. That's what Fertile Ground is. If anyone hasn't listened to Fertile Ground, I suggest, as a matter of spiritual health, you tap into their music, because they're like a voice in the darkness, you know? And yeah, when I wanted to do the live version of that song, I had to get Liv on there. Solace, I had to get her on there because she represents like what Fertile Ground mean to me. She's like someone, one of the only people that is that in her essence, in terms of how she sings, what she sings about, but also what she beams through her voice. And so she was translated that so beautifully when it came time to do it live, and it really symbolized the my personal transition from where I was to where I had called myself into being, you know, from 2018 to 2020 when we recorded it. And so, not 2020, beginning of 2021, beginning of 2021, when we recorded it. So, yeah, man, beautiful. And then Kyoga, I mean, you guys are going to hear, you know, I feel like I should, maybe I'll play it tonight in the, maybe I'll break down the stories even more tonight in the shadow room. We got our own private Instagram for everyone on the portal. There's a private Instagram, exhibition room where we share. I do personalized, activities, Cesarojo, conversations, for the people in the portal specifically. So, yeah, maybe I'll, if people are interested, I'll play the other version. You know, we can get into those stories as well, because they both represent two really, like Giving to You, they represent, in fact, the whole album does, but yeah, those songs pull on me differently because they're real milestones. You know, real milestones. And so, yeah, man. Ah, that was so beautiful. That was so gorgeous. That was so gorgeous. Yes, big up everyone who knows about Fertile Ground and that. What time is it, family? Like, we off. We got half an hour left. Let's make the best of this. Like I said, family, we are closing out Too High to Go Hell. The Spiritual Health Conversation with Mikel is done as of tomorrow. Friday is it. Family, I want you to come link up with me at the February 4th Too High to Go Hell music sermon. This is going to be me closing this out, family. So come and celebrate this journey, family. If you've listened to Spiritual Health with Mikel, if you tapped into my podcast, if you've liked anything I've said over the last 4 years, if over the last 2 years, if you just found out about me and you're catching into this Warrojo wave that's about to swarm the globe. If you're just catching into this, family, and you've been a part of this journey, come and tap in. Not only tap into the event if you're in London, and then next Friday, February 4th, come down to that. But tap into this Too High to Go Hell portal, because I want to give something back to the people that's been on this journey. I want to give something back to you. So tap into this Too High to Go Hell portal. Get in now. Like I said, tomorrow, Friday, is the last time to enter. You know, the discounts are there. The payment installments is all there. But for me, it's about people who are willing to get in, because I want to add value to those people over a long stretch of period of time, because you guys have held me down all this time. You know what I'm saying? You guys have been with me. You know, I've seen the faces. I know the names that be popping up, you know what I mean, throughout the years. And big up yourself, man. Bless you. And this has been amazing for because of you, because of your questions, because of your provocations. And I've played the game with you because of that. Because of that, family, that has been a sharpening tool for my spiritual growth. And I'm so grateful. You don't understand. Hey! You know what I mean? You know, people always ask me who my spiritual guide is. And I'm just like, the people. You're my spiritual guide. Nature. You, your nature and nature itself. That's my spiritual guide. I observe. I'm like, oh, that's not wise. Let's not do that. I observe. My relationship with people is my spiritual guidance. You get what I'm trying to say? So it's been so sharpening. You've been a sharpening tool for me to grow, to make clearer decisions about my life and the way it's designed, just by this interaction, family. So thank you for being a part of this journey, and I want you to join the Too High To Go Hell portal if you want to extend that journey beyond Instagram. Yeah? You get what I'm saying, my kings and queens. Since it's, again, it's Too High To Go Hell season. It's Too High To Go Hell season, family. And yeah, I feel like playing something off of the track. Off the, there's so many songs. There's songs in here. You know, there's so many songs in here that I could play right now. Some, you know. Yeah, I want you guys to be a part of this journey. To me, this is a, this project is more about you guys having it. Like, if I'm being honest with you, like, my team could tell you, my Heaven Squad would tell you, I wasn't even planning to drop this album. Something dawned on me when these guys threw me a surprise birthday and all my people was there, all my loved ones, some of you guys were there. And I got to see my last 10 years in words and experience. And I'm like, oh, this, I was like, oh, I've been on a journey. I haven't realized this journey's, I've come very far, you know, because I'm, you know, when you're always present, you can forget. I think that's the bad side of being present. You forget, you know? And so I'm like, oh shit, I've taken a big journey. And I was like, oh, I need to, before I move, I need to tell the other story. It's Too High To Go Hell. I left the whole album because I had moved, I'd done the work. I kind of outworked my own album. I worked faster than I could complete the project. So now I'm just giving people the project, but with a curriculum, with masterclasses, with games, with audio and visual, so that you now can like have a full spectrum of the whole thing. You know what I mean? Because some people are going to find out about me now, right now, but it's good. It's so important. The journey's so important because that's how it helps people walk their steps. Do you get what I'm trying to say? That's how you walk the steps. Like, imagine if we knew the journey of Yeshua. I feel like we'd walk Yeshua's path much easier if we didn't have an 18-year gap of his life. You know what I'm saying? Disappears at 13 and then comes back 18 years later. I'm like, dude, hold on, wait. You ain't gonna come here performing miracles at like, you know what I'm saying? You ain't been a part of no mystery schools. You know what I'm saying? You ain't gonna come here and do that, you know? But I've, you know, for many of us that look up to or have looked up to or idolized or worshipped even Yeshua the Christ, you know, wouldn't it be dope if we had those 18 years to study? We would have, you know, we'd have learned about the first time he kissed a girl. We would have learned about, you know, the people along the way that he had to cut off or the times he messed up and failed so that he could become that guy. You get what I'm saying? You know, how do you know? Like, if you could turn water into wine, then you must have turned water into, like, piss a couple times. You know, like that. Just a couple times. You know what I'm saying? You must have, for you to get that technique, you had to have fucked up. You can't have the technique. You had to have fucked up somewhere. Somehow. You had to have, like, do you get what I'm saying? Like, if we could get that, his lyric book, you know, I feel like we, that's why, you know, that's why we love the that's why we love the anti-hero, because we knew he was fucked up, and now he's not, he's doing good, you know what I'm saying? So he's like, yeah, that's why Malcolm X is a true hero to us, because we got his whole story. If he just pulled up with his glasses and suit and was like, brother Malcolm, like, okay, cool. It's because you knew he was a gangster. You know what I'm saying? It's because you knew he was a pimp. You knew he was a hustler. You're like, damn, that's a real man right there. You know what I'm saying, family? So I think it's important to tell the story, you know, all the whole story. And I realized there was something missing. I got a whole project that just needs to be released. But for me, it's not about, it's more about giving it to people who've been on this journey. Like, and so that's why I've set up this portal, because I want to give it to you guys who've been on this journey, because you're the one who's actually going to download it, like, literally. Like, you're the one who's going to actually be like, okay, this makes all the sense in the world. You know what I mean? And so, yeah, man. Yeah. So that's what this is about, family. You're done, though, because when we're done, we're done. When we're done, we're done. You know, like that. When the shit gone, you flush it. When the shit comes out, you flush it. Cleanse. You know what I mean? So that's what this is about. Let's see. We got questions going on. Have we got questions going on right now? How do we get into the portal? How do we get into the portal? Yeah, click the link in the bio. Click the link in the bio, family. Warehouse.com/too high to go hell. Click the link in the bio. Click open portal. Sign up. Pay your fee. You can either do it in installments or you can drop the whole bag. It's up to you. And then you'll get an email with all access to our private Telegram, Shadow Room, our private Instagram, the exhibition room, and the my art study class. Also, you'll get access to the upcoming event as part of the experience and the upcoming book and the album, which will be exclusively early released to everybody in the portal. Yeah? And more. You know what I'm saying? Hey, hey. You get me? That's where we're at right now, family. Oh, I'm going to play this tune because this tune right here. Oh, yeah. Let's go. If you've got any questions, family, feel free to ask questions. I'm going to drop a song right now that I remember being in my head. I was in my head so hard, like trying to... I know what song I was writing. I feel like I should play the song I was writing and then I should play the song that I want to play. You get what I'm saying? Because, where is it? Oh no, we're gonna save that. Let me just play this song. Anyway, this whole song's a freestyle, was my point. And it was my way of just kind of shaking off the dust of my very, very, very strenuous mental lyrical session the night before. Let's go.
Yeah, yeah. You don't see the world how it is, you see the world how you are. How you feeling? Yeah, and I'm feeling like some shine, I'm feeling like some blood, I'm feeling like some wine, I'm feeling like some sweat, I'm feeling like some tears, and I'm feeling like it up. Yeah, I'm feeling like my fears, and I'm feeling getting it in. I'm feeling like to just move around and live my life within. I'm feeling like I could settle down and live my life within. Feel my life within, feel my life within. Feel my life within, yeah, yeah, man. I'm feeling like it's strange. I'm feeling like it's mad. I'm feeling like it won't change. I'm feeling like I wanna do something that makes the world go insane. Makes the world look the same. All my brothers with brains, all my sisters with brains. We just loosen up chains. We just rip off chains. We just using up brains. We just using up big self, God self, change, God self, change, God self. And I'm feeling like God. I'm feeling like God know me. Feeling like the guy, the big man, the homie. Feeling like I got G-O-D inside of me and I ain't moving like the way I used to move before. Cause I'm moving up one more.
Step up and never step up and never step up and never don't you look.
Feels like I'm not here. Feels like I left life. Feels like I'm deprived. Feels like.
It's in a bridging. Family, jump into the comment section and ask any questions you got for today. Let's jump in, family. Let's jump in the comment section. Ask any questions you may have right about now. As we close, family, we got about 12 minutes left. We're gonna be closing. Just now. Yeah, man. So if you got guys got any questions, run it up ASAP. Rocky, run it up. Don't hold it. Let's get any questions going on. Get your questions in, family. That's what we're here for. We're closing out Two Had to Go Hell season. You're done. We're closing out the Two Had to Go Hell season. And yeah, let's get it in. If you guys got any questions, jump in. Step right in, family. Hey, hey. You done know what time it ain't. You get me? Hello, we go. We got about 10 minutes left, family. Oh. I'm going to give you some more demos from this upcoming project, family. Here we go. Let me give you some more demos. If you ain't got no questions, you might as well get into some demo, some demonstrations. Let's jump into the archives right now. Give you some demos. Are you in the game, though? Let's get it. This is a day like there's another sister over there in Kenya, Karun, in the studio. Her and Shapoman, funny enough, they used to have a group together. Those are two people that, these are the only two people that made this project from the motherland, other than Maga, obviously. Maga stays on the project now. Actually, not really, no, he's not. Yeah, he's there a couple of times, but... Karun and Shapoman. Shapoman was on Giving to You, and Karun was on this tune called Daylight.
Believing, Santa said to no condoms, they all have one thing in common, a thing the white man invented to block what nature intended. If you got love, my people, just send it, and all that hocus pocus, just end it. Cause you are the light of the world, the way and the truth is within you as well. I'm sticking to my nature. The way you're made is so major. I got every answer in me. I just gotta ask cause I walk to the danger. Open up my ears and my fears will go. See so clear, my eyelids closed. Only Lord knows I've been afraid of the dark, but that's where I found my spark. Tell the truth. Yeah.
I don't march or protest. If I want change, I grotesquely change myself. Niggas saying please don't shoot. Tell that bitch to grow testes. I've been here for years. Plus I've got eyes and ears. Don't tell the devil to come bless me. When I was born, I sucked breast, so I know that God gives me necessities. Stop that begging, stop that billing. Make a killing, then you kill him. Fuck your feelings, they won't stop killing. Shit ain't cool, why are you chilling? It's so chilling, seeing us lost. Black youth dies and we're all in a fuss. On the IGs, hashtags for the loss. Then you march right back into your bus. Like what the
fuck?
That no one gets. You can be that force to reckon with, cause that beckons in more, that gets the kids born to step into warmth. Heaven is a mindset, but how can you find it when you ain't died yet? My thing. This is one of the first songs I made when I moved into my apartment. Oy! No furniture, just studio equipment. Peace in, family. Thank you guys for tuning in to today's session. Too Hot to Go Hell is coming to a close. And we're going to celebrate its end with the first ever music sermon by me, February 4th, Too Hot to Go Hell, Brixton Street Gym. Go and get your tickets right about now. I'll meet you there. Also, if you got one of these jackets, that's your ticket. You just pull up. You wearing a jacket, we know what time it is. You got the fly jacket on, we know what time it is, bitch. Step right up. We know who you is.
You are listening to Too High to Go Hell.
You get what I say? So, yeah, man. Big up on yourself. And tomorrow, family, I'll see you there. Peace in. Love out.